does have it all. All of our pre-owned vehicles are Hubler Q certified, which include a 128-point vehicle inspection, a free Carfax vehicle history report, and two warranties. A two-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, and a 30-day, 1,000-mile comprehensive warranty. Visit any of our 13 locations today, or click drivehubler.com. Hubler has it all.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. I'm Bob Lovell. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Driven, the number two, savelives.org is their website. Coming up, high school basketball, plenty of it. Lots of great games to talk about with some ranked teams, some thrilling ends. Right now, though, the man who is the most important part of the team, because he has all the scores, and that's why you listen, and we think that's great. It's the one and only Brendan King. One and only.
Coach, you know there's only one Bob Lovell. Great to be with you, James Adams and Parker Webster, on a Friday night, Coach. Happy to be hanging with you all weekend long. All righty, let's get to some high school basketball scores. We will begin in the Madison County Tournament. The best ball game of the night so far came in the seventh place game of that tourney, where Alexandria knocks off Anderson Prep Academy in double OT, 73-63. That double overtime period for Alexandria, high scoring, they get the 10-point win. In the third place game, Liberty Christian over Frankton, 49-41. Then Anderson destroys LaPel, 79-60 for first place in the Madison County Tournament. The Hendricks County Tournament, Plainfield over Tri-West, 64-43. Brownsburg hammers Avon, 61-40. Elsewhere around the state tonight, Providence gets a 58-34 win over Clarksville. Rochester by a triple against Whitco tonight, 48-45. Scottsburg rallies up 84 on the scoreboard, blasting Madison 84-42. Sheridan over Tri-Central, 63-48. New Palestine gets a win against conference rival Delta, 62-48. The Mishawaka Cavemen hold on to beat Plymouth. That's a 63-55 final from up in the 5-7-4. Manchester, 3 points away from triple digits, all over North Miami, 97-38. Madison Grant, they defeat Blackford 77-56. It was John Glenn, they hammer Triton 52-27. Kokomo all over Logansport, 61-47. Lafayette Central Catholic, a 10-piece win against McCutcheon, 64-54. Lake Central, 67. LaPorte 46 tonight. It was Concord over Goshen, 57-41. No problem for Clay City. They wreck Washington Catholic, 80-24. Center Grove holds on for a 2-point W against Carmel, 43-41, with Carroll Fort Wayne defeating Fort Wayne Twanger, 51-49. Bloomington North, 3-point win against rival Bloomington South, 53-50. And Bloomfield, they beat Evansville Christian also by 359-56. Over to the NBA, where the Indiana Pacers, they are 22-18. Their 14th home win, beating Chauncey Billups' Portland Trailblazers 108-99. Tyrese Halliburton and Buddy Hield quiet through much of the game. They each had big fourth quarters. Halliburton with 15, Hield with 11, Miles Turner had 17. Nice game for Aaron Nesmith, 10 points and 7 rebounds. The hot stay hotter, by the way, Ben Mathurin, 19 points off the bench. He has been fantastic. Last night for the Indiana Hoosiers did not go so well against Iowa. For Purdue, the opposite, a ranked win on the road against Ohio State. This was Mike Woodson last night when talking about Fran McCaffrey.
I'm not even going to comment on that, because that's bullshit is what it is, you know, and you can print that. Because, again, when you can allow coaches to come across half court into your space, that's bull. It is.
Woodson unhappy. Matt Painter the happy one, though, as Fletcher Lawyer, game-winning three, beating Chris Holtman's Ohio State Buckeyes. Good win for the number one team in the land. 12:05 to go, second half, getting towards the media. Akron maintains a one-point lead on Ball State. That's a 48-47 score. The Ball State Cardinals, they have won six games in a row. We'll get to some Colts sound a little bit later towards the bottom of the hour. Colts-Texans on Sunday, an opportunity opportunity potentially for the Chicago Bears to get the first overall pick if the Texans win. I'm Brendan King.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk. Glad you could join us. Let's talk a little basketball. Park Tudor with a win tonight. Very impressive win. 61-44 over Indianapolis Metropolitan. Tim Adams, the head coach of the Panthers, joins me. Timmy, great win tonight.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. It was a good win. We're coming off a tough little stretch here of playing a couple 4A teams and tough, scrappy Indy Met team that we played tonight, and I thought we did a good job.
Well, those 4A teams you played well. The problem was you just didn't make some plays when you needed them, but you did literally the whole idea of you did everything you needed to do except win the game.
Yeah, we were right there. And in our program, we expect to be in those games and expect to win those games. And we got one against North Central, came up a little short against Pike, and then decided to only play one half against LC, but give them credit for making us play that way. But we were right there on all three of them. And we got another one coming up at Warren, first round of Marion County on Tuesday. So hopefully we'll be ready.
So who's mad at you on the draw? Who pulled that your name out of the hat and made you play Warren? That's a tough matchup.
I'll tell you what, Coach. It seems like every year we get Warren, LC, Ben Davis last year.
Right.
But there's a reason that we've got those games scheduled early against some of those MIC opponents.
Sure.
And, you know, to be considered one of the best in the county, you got to go beat them. And Warren's certainly one of those guys. So we're going to have our work cut out for us, but we'll be prepared and we'll go in and compete and see what happens.
All right. Tell me about this team. Tell me, Tim, what you did tonight. What makes you go with this group?
Yeah, we've got a deep group, Coach. We had multiple guys in double figures tonight, obviously led by junior all-star Jermaine Coleman. You know, he had an off night tonight and had 10 points for us, but we had senior point guard Bryce Petty with 14, and then one of our sophomore guards, Hudson Horvath, led us with 18. But we're playing about nine guys right now, and any night it can be anybody's turn. And so when we're playing really well, we're sharing the ball, guarding, rebounding, but we have guys in multiple and double figures each night, and that's when we're at our best.
Well, you know, you're playing a great schedule. It'll pay off. I think everybody understands it. Stay injury-free. Keep playing hard. And I know your kids are playing hard. That's one thing about this group. They will come out and get after you.
Yeah, it's a competitive group, and when I say that, I mean it's every day in practice where guys are going at each other, and that's a staple in our program. It's one of our core values is to come in and compete in the classroom, on the floor, and in the weight room, and they're doing that in all three areas, and it's starting to show. And even though on a couple tough losses, we're getting better, and it feels like we're starting to gel and starting to play the way we're capable of playing, and we're hoping to carry that into Tuesday night and make a run at it.
All right, good luck Tuesday. Tell your parents, give them my best, give them my love, especially your mom.
Coach.
Tell her I love her.
That's right.
Catch up with your dad, and good luck on Tuesday, and I appreciate you taking time to join me, Timmy. Thanks.
Thanks, Coach, man. Appreciate you having me.
You're welcome. Thank you. High school basketball, plenty of things going on. We're going to continue to talk about it. That's the idea tonight. Same thing tomorrow night. We'll squeeze in some college basketball on tomorrow night's show. Don't forget Indiana Sports Talk brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Driven, the number 2, savelives.org. Sign up today. Help lives in the future. Anyone can sign up. No age limits, no health restrictions. Sign up to be an organ donor. Every 10 minutes, someone is added to the donor transplant waiting list. More than 1,000 Hoosiers. We're waiting for a life-saving organ transplant. Signing up to be an organ and tissue donor can help save 8 lives and heal 75 others. The website, Driven, the number 2, savelives.org. Go there. Coming up tomorrow, college basketball. We're going to be talking about some of these. Coming up, Brendan King, do we have a final on Ball State yet?
Coach, we are 54-47 Akron with 10.5 to play in the second half. So still
okay,
quite a way
goodness.
To go.
We got time.
There is time.
Cardinals have been playing better. They're playing well. Mac wins on the road like any other conference, difficult to come by. Your Irish tomorrow. They've got a matchup. Who are they? Notre Dame. Can't read my own writing. Notre Dame basketball. You guys, they're not playing tomorrow, so I may have to research this. You got UIC at Indiana State. That's a. How about the Sycamores? Maybe one of the hottest teams around. That's not getting any credit. They're playing very, very well. Off to a tremendous start. Josh Schertz's second year at the helm. Undefeated in the Valley. It's a good way to get started. UIC, this will be an interesting battle. SIUE at Southern Indiana. IUPUI on the road at Youngstown. Notre Dame at North Carolina. How do you forget that game? Good gracious alive. I need to take a break. We're this short scoreboard update with Network Indiana's Brendan King.
I'm Brendan King with this Network Indiana scoreboard update here on Indiana Sports Talk. We check in from Muncie with 9:27 to go in the second half. Akron maintains a 57-51 lead on Ball State. Although the Cardinals continue to claw themselves back, Peyton Sparks 11 points for the Cardinals. We'll see if Ball State can work out a comeback win this evening from Muncie. Back to Indiana High School basketball scores, where Ben Davis picks up another W. They beat North Central at Indianapolis 71-56, with Benton Central defeating Twin Lakes 69-47. It was Bloomfield over Evansville Christian tonight by a triple 59-56. Jennings County, they handle Brownstown Central 78-69. Huntington North by a deuce against East Noble 50-48. Heritage Christian and gets by Covenant Christian by a dime 61-51. It was Hebron over South Central Union Mills 53-30. Greenwood Christian takes down Speedway by a pair 55-53. To the 2-6-0, where Fort Wayne Northrop defeats Fort Wayne Snyder 61-57. Covington over Riverton Park by a penny tonight 78-77. No problem though for Corydon Central, 14-point dub against Floyd Central 74-60. Elsewhere, Terre Haute South over Perry Meridian low score. They get it done 47-28. Tippecanoe Valley, a clean 70-piece on Northfield. They beat them 70-32. I'm Brendan King.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. One of the top games in the state tonight in single A. Number 2, Bloomfield, beats number 3, Evansville Christian, in a tremendous matchup. Bloomfield, the winner in this one, as I mentioned. The final is 59-56. J.B. Neal joins me. Coach, thank you so much for the call, and congratulations on a great win.
Yeah, thank you. No problem, Coach.
Tell you what, here I am sitting in my house in Franklin. All you guys are out having fun, and then I got to do a little bit of work right until midnight. So I'm sitting here thinking, man, oh man, I know it's January, but for goodness sakes, this had to feel like March.
Yeah. I mean, Evansville Christian is a very good basketball team. I mean, the Dunham boy, he's tough to guard. He can go get a bucket whenever he wants. And, you know, to be in a tight game with him, it's a scary situation. As you can tell, my voice is gone on trying to get guys where they needed to be. So, you know, that you didn't want to give him the ball in his hands with,
right.
One to win it.
Yeah, and you know that, and I think intuitively your kids know that, but in the flow of things, it's not that easy. My belief here is that this was probably a game where no one's able to get much of a spread at all throughout the entire night.
No, I mean, we had a big third quarter. We were tied at halftime. We outscored them in the third quarter 13-4, and really that was a difference. You know, they like to get up and down. And like I said, they got a guy that can go score whenever he needs to. And I thought we did a good job just making him earn. I mean, he had 32 tonight, and I'm saying we did a good job, but he had to earn that 32. So
right.
I thought we did a good job.
You know what? If you can go out and get 32 against you guys, so what's making this team of yours go and play at the level they're playing?
Well, I think we got, it starts with our big guy, Pete Combs. He's 6'8". And then we can park some shooters outside around him. We got some guys that can shoot the ball. We actually don't look that impressive when we get off the bus, to be honest with you. But we got some kids that can shoot it, and just some gritty kids that'll, follow a scout and a game plan. And that was a big key tonight. I thought we were able to hold down their role guys and just kind of deal with Dunham, because he's going to get his.
Game still played between the lines. it's not a beauty. It's not a beauty pageant. That's for sure. And you guys have been, grinding them out. I have to think that the win over Terre Haute South in the Wabash Valley had to be a big lift for you. But that had to be a massive win for you.
Yeah, anytime I think a 1A can get a solid 4A, that's a good win. And we didn't play particularly well. We didn't shoot the ball well from the field or the free throw line. But these kids, they just they found a way. They made a play when they needed to, and kind of gutted it out. And we did that at times tonight. We had our miscues, but somebody'd always come up and make a play. So, that's what this group's about. They're very, very coachable. They're fun to coach, and we've had some success because they are coachable.
Well, you're 10-2, and your only losses are to North Central of Indianapolis and to Linton Stockton in the tournament, and then you got a rematch with them next week, right?
Well, let me correct you. We're 11-2. These wins are too hard to get. Don't shortchange me.
Oh.
On one.
I apologize, I promise I won't make that mistake again.
Yeah, we don't have a bad loss, that's for sure. But, man, I tell you, it doesn't get any easier. We go to Linton next Friday. We go to South Knox on Saturday. So, our second half of the schedule, that way to get us ready for the tournament.
That's a big weekend. That is a massive weekend. Tonight's Bloomfield, number 2 in single A, beating number 3 Evansville Christian, 59-56, the final. J.B. Neal, the head man. Coach, thank you so much. I appreciate the time, and best of luck to you and your guys in the next time out.
Yeah, you as well. Appreciate the opportunity. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks. Thank you so much. That's how you start thinking about it. I mean, this time of year, what a big, big, big win. Congratulations to them. Single A, that class, I actually think all four classes are pretty balanced, to be honest. That's going to be one of those keys that we'll talk about throughout the rest of the year. Coming up on the 22nd of this month is the girls' pairing show. But mark that down. Put that in your calendar, put that in your day planner as we get ready to find out who's going to be playing whom. Brendan King, I need a Ball State update. I know Dave Ehall is going to call me after the game, but you got to keep me aware of what's going on. Have they narrowed the margin yet?
Chipping away, Coach, within 5, 57-52, getting towards the under 8. So it was a 31-30 ball game after a half. Akron has outscored Ball State 26-22 in the second half. And it's turning into one of those grinders, Coach, still in the 50s with about 8 minutes to go. So we'll see what happens.
Brendan King coming up. John Herrick joins me from the IU Basketball Network. And did you have a game tonight?
I did, Coach. Yeah, I was for Nine Star TV. It was 51-46. Greenfield Central beat Mount Vernon. Great rivalry game between two teams that are in the Hoosier Heritage Conference. It was an outstanding basketball game.
All right. So tell me how Greenfield Central is able to win this game.
Well, Greenfield Central is off to one of their best starts that they've had in program history. They're 8-1. Mm-hmm. They struggled early. The first half, Mount Vernon really dominated. But then in the third quarter, Greenfield Central got on a run, and they outscored Mount Vernon 18-5. In the third quarter, and then going into the fourth quarter, led by 5, and really just kept Mount Vernon at bay, played the foul game, got to the free throw line. Their best player, Dylan Moles, finishes with 20 points. Scary moment, though. He actually landed on his head going up for a rebound, and everybody in the gym got real quiet, and he was pulled from the game, and the trainers were with him the rest of the time, so they did not put him back in with about 3 minutes left. but his team was able to hang on and win without him by five. And Mount Vernon's 7-5 this year. They have pretty good returning experience from last year, four seniors. But this upstart Greenfield Central team has been a tough out for really everybody they've played so far this year.
Well, that's impressive to come back. You know, you have such a scare to do that, and you're playing a pretty good team. Who else plays well for Greenfield Central?
Well, their other player that's averaging double figures consistently is Braylon Mullins. He had 14, made a couple of clutch free throws late to push the lead to five. And then Tyler Kirkhoff is another one who helped him get started. He, when the offense was really not there for Greenfield Central in the first quarter, he hit a big three at the end of the first quarter to cut the lead from 9-6. I think that helped get them believing that they could start turning the tide a little bit. He then makes another big three in the third quarter after Dylan Moles made a few free throws in a row. So he finished with eight. And then a few other guys had four and another guy had one. And then in the losing effort, Mount Vernon had a good effort from Adam Hackett, who had four three-pointers. And then Eli Breidenthal has always been a staple for Greenfield at Mount Vernon. He was a great football player as well as a great basketball player. He had 13 points, but those were the only two guys that finished in double figures. And for Mount Vernon, the offense just wasn't quite there in the second half. Greenfield Central played a really good matchup zone against Mount Vernon, and that really threw them off for a good chunk of the game.
Can you hang on here through this scoreboard update and talk a little IU a little bit and coming up on Sunday? Can you do that?
I sure can.
John Herrick, 9-star TV tonight on the Greenfield Central win over Mount Vernon. And you heard him last night. You'll hear him on Sunday on the IU Radio Network. He's pretty good. And congratulations, interim news director of WIBC. How about that news, brother?
I'm Brendan King with this Network Indiana scoreboard update here on Indiana Sports Talk. A couple overtime games in Indiana High School girls basketball tonight. First off, Muncie Central, they outlast Lafayette Jeff in OT, 52-47. And then a five-point win for Whiteland in extra time against Greenwood, 50-45. The county tournament slate from the girls' side is also all complete. We'll hit on that right now. Hendricks County Tournament, Danville over Tri-West, big 63-22. Brownsburg by a 20-piece. Make that 22 against Avon, 64-42. Dominance by both Danville and Brownsburg. To the Henry County Tournament, Blue River over Shenandoah, 59-43, and a defensive masterpiece by Tri, 61-15. They hammer Knightstown. Randolph County Tournament, Union City beating Randolph Southern, 38-31, and Winchester takes down Monroe Central, 51-37. To the Ripley County Tournament, Jack Sendell big over Milan, 71-27, and Batesville, they handle South Ripley, 52-35. In the Rivertown Tournament, Rising Sun 49, South Dearborn 41 for first place. Lawrenceburg knocks off Switzerland County 56-38. Lastly, one game in the Wayne County Tournament for first place. Low scoring, under 40 on both sides. Hagerstown, though, gets it done against Cambridge City Lincoln 37-33. I'm Brendan King.
Welcome back. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. John Herrick rejoins us. He had the game tonight with Greenfield Central and Mount Vernon. Greenfield Central, five-point winners there. You heard him last night on the IU Radio Network. IU losing an emotional game last night to Iowa. So it's how the Big Ten is. It's your first time around. You're finding out how emotional everybody can be because there's a lot on the line in these games, John.
Yeah, the emotion definitely boiled over late in the game with the Iowa coach, Fran McCaffrey, coming all the way down to where IU's bench was almost, and then there was a technical foul that was administered and then rescinded. I don't want to be too hard on him. I know he's going through a lot. His son came out and talked about his mental health issues. I just don't understand how a coach can go all the way to the other end of the floor like that and not get a technical. But, you know, he was at home and it's at Iowa. And, you know, road teams tend to not get as many calls in the Big Ten as the home teams, as we've known. But that's not the reason IU lost the game. IU lost the game for two big reasons. One, they simply did not defend as well as Mike Woodson demands them to defend. Giving up 91 points is just way too much for a team that should be defending a lot better. And then second of all, the injury to Race Thompson just completely changed the game.
Yeah.
Because Kyle Murray, who Race Thompson was guarding, wasn't doing a whole lot. And Race Thompson goes down with that injury, which looks bad. I mean, it had the same kind of feel that Xavier Johnson does. And so now you're just wondering how long it's going to be before Race Thompson gets back. And so two big injuries to two very important players on this Indiana basketball team. And the question now becomes, how do they find a way to consistently score without Race and X? And that's not going to be an easy thing to do. The good news is from Thursday night's game, you at least got huge performances out of Jalen Hood-Schifino and Trace Jackson-Davis. But now it's going to be time for guys like Malik Renew to step up. I'm sure CJ Gunn's going to be asked to come in the game more and come off the bench and probably provide a spark offensively. But, you know, things don't get any easier, Bob. You're going to be playing a Northwestern team on Sunday that is, you know, 11-3, and they've earned wins in six of their last seven games. And so when I was growing up watching IU basketball, Northwestern was always kind of at the bottom of the Big Ten. That's not the case this year. They are a tough out, and Sunday's game will not be easy.
He's John Herrick from Nine Star TV tonight, working on the Greenfield Central Mount Vernon game that Greenfield Central won. You'll catch him Sunday. Many of these great stations around the state bringing you the IU matchup with Northwestern. That's down in Bloomington. John, thank you so much. Have fun on Sunday.
Thanks a lot, Coach. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you. Orleans beats Salem tonight, 43-37 from WKLO. David Deaton joins me. Hello, David. Does my watch not work? You're calling me earlier tonight. I'm glad you called. Good win for a good Orleans team tonight.
Yeah, hard-fought win against a Salem team that came in 1-8 on the season, and a Salem team that is just trying to find their way this year under their second-year head coach, Dwayne Malloy. And the Lions really put together a nice game plan for this one tonight. They executed it very well on the road and gave Orleans a run for their money tonight after the Bulldogs had just been the newly minted number one team in the Associated Press ranking for Class A this week. So Salem really showed up tonight and really tested the Bulldogs, but Orleans was just able to make a couple more plays down the stretch, and that was really the biggest difference tonight in them being able to prevail over Salem.
Well, you know what? I think we all know this. It's pretty cliched, but number one's always going to get – you're going to elevate your game when you play them. And certainly there's a little bit of that involved in this game tonight. And, you know, give credit where credit is due. It's the Salem team didn't pay attention to records. They just went out and played.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And they really did a nice job playing zone defense tonight, played a very active 2-3, kind of sagged back. And Orleans really hadn't seen zone defense this year. Just about everybody they had faced had played a man-to-man. So this is kind of new tonight. Coach Tom Bradley, after the game, talked to him in postgame. He said, you know, this was really the first time they had seen zone since last season. So he said they've worked on it in practice. But sometimes it's one of those deals when you don't really – know how to deal with it until you actually see it in person, and that was definitely the case tonight. But I mean, Orleans looked like they were going to pull away there in the second quarter. It was pretty close first quarter. The Bulldogs got ahead by 7 in the second, but then Salem just kind of whittled their way back into it behind good free throw shooting, made a couple of big threes in the second. Orleans missed a lot of shots they normally make as well, and that really affected them a little bit as far as getting into a flow offensively. They only led by 2 at halftime at 21-19. Third quarter, Salem got the lead. It went back and forth. Orleans still led by 2 going into the fourth. And then it was tied at 37 for the longest time before the Bulldogs got a big steal defensively. Xavier Alston, their 6'3 junior forward, able to leak out in the open floor. He slammed it home, got the crowd erupted in the doghouse tonight. And then from there, Orleans able to make a couple of more big stops. Salem had to foul. And the Bulldogs made their free throws down the stretch to pull away. So now they're 9-1. And the Bulldogs back in action tomorrow night at Eastern Green. And the Salem team 1-9, but feeling a lot better about where they are after they pushed Orleans to the brink tonight.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think you're feeling pretty good about yourself because as you kind of laid it out there, make a play or two, you're right in this.
Yeah, definitely. No question about it. And, you know, this is a Salem team that has played a very tough schedule. They played teams like Brownstown Central already. And obviously being in the Mid-Southern Conference, it's hard to get wins. And so for Salem tonight to be able to stick around with this team and with the struggles they've had all year, they didn't let that affect them tonight. And that's to their credit. So good job tonight by the coaching staff. The players executed the plan and almost got it done. But, you know, now they know that they can at least push somebody like Orleans. Now that may give them a little confidence going forward.
You mentioned it. Now, who's Orleans play tomorrow night? Who are they playing?
They're on the road at Eastern Green. We're actually going to be back on our main station, WKLO, tomorrow. Okay. We will be with the North Harrison Lady Cats in the afternoon. They've got Seymour at home, and then the boys will be at home in the evening, and they will be taking on Scottsburg. So we've got a doubleheader day at North Harrison tomorrow with the girls in the afternoon and the boys in the evening.
How about you? You're working all over the joint. It's David Deaton from WKLO on the call of a good solid win for number one Orleans tonight. Very good win as they continue to play at a high level. You're number one. You got everybody coming after you. Thank you so much for the call, David, and good luck next time out.
All right. Thanks. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Wapahani tonight with a big win. Very impressive win over Eastern Hancock, 52-51. These are two really, really, really good teams. Matt Luce joins me. Matt, thank you so much for the call, and congratulations on a tremendous win tonight.
Thanks, Coach Lovell. Great to hear your voice. Appreciate you having me on the show. We had one on a last-second shot by our junior guard, Isaac Andrews, and down one and shot at the buzzer. And great win in Wapahani country. So it was a great, great atmosphere and two very good teams.
With two ranked teams, two really good basketball teams. And, you know, the cool thing for you guys is to go ahead and play this game. You know, you get it early enough. I think it's great. You start out, you're back, you know, it's the brand new year. You're out there. You're not even, you know, you're basically barely back in school. And so, yeah, I love the fact, number one, you schedule the game. And secondly, I just love the fact that you play one another.
Yeah, two conference teams. Eastern Hancock joined the Mid-Eastern Conference, and it's been a real nice rivalry, and it gives us the upper hand right now in our conference. So, again, Eastern Hancock with Coach Spalding, he's been doing it a long time, and his staff, and so have my staff. So it was two very good teams, and it was kind of ended up who had the ball last, and Eastern Hancock had a three-point play with about 8 seconds, and we got the ball last. We got a real nice team, Bob, six or seven guys that can make the right play. But
Matt, let me interrupt you. I need you to hang on through this break, okay?
I would love to. Thanks, Bob.
All right, perfect. Matt Luce and I'll come back to
I'm Brendan King with this Network Indiana scoreboard update. Here on Indiana Sports Talk, we go back to Muncie, where Ball State, who has seemingly been down by 4 or 5 for all of the second half, the Cardinals have opened up a 2-point lead on Akron, 63-61, 2:40 to play. Peyton Sparks has 12 points for Ball State to lead the way, along with 6 rebounds. We'll see if Ball State can hold on for what would be their 7th straight win. Over to high school basketball, John Glenn blasted Triton tonight, 52-27. Kokomo took care of Logansport, 61-47. It was Lakewood Park over Smith Academy Big, 70-33. Lebanon takes down Frankfort, 57-46. Madison Grant tonight gets a 77-56 win against Blackford. Manchester, 3 points away from triple digits. They still celebrate a big win over North Miami, 90 97-38. Marquette Catholic locks things down defensively, holds Trinity Greenlawn at 21. Marquette Catholic wins at 58-21. New Palestine tonight gets a conference win against Delta 62-48. North Davies, no problem with Eastern Green, 60-27. Oak Hill 53, Peru 48 tonight, with Park Tudor beating Indianapolis Metropolitan. That's a 61-44 final. Providence over Clarksville 58-34, and Scottsburg all over Madison 84-42. At the top of the hour, we will get back to tonight's Indiana Pacers win. Pacers back on track. I'm Brendan King.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. We resume our conversation with Wapahani's Matt Luce. They beat a very, very good Eastern Hancock team tonight, 52-51. Coach, you were talking about you have some really good kids. You do have some players. You kind of expected this team to be pretty good, did you not?
Yeah, absolutely. 19-win team that had a great season last year and returned most of them. And, you know, they're good guys. We're talking about just having fun together. Our senior guard, Bob, Aiden Franks, about 20 points a game, drove it down the court with 8 seconds. Instead of shooting a bad shot, he gave it up to our other 20 points. It's a good option to Isaac Andrews, and he finished it at the rim. And it was a big win in our gym.
Well, you know what? These are the kinds of games you love to play. You're playing a really, really good team. And it's we all know it. It's true. Sometimes you wonder if it is, but it's true. To be better, you have to play good teams, and you have to set yourself up for those types of circumstances that you're going to run into in the tournament. And, you know, this is like a tournament atmosphere, and it really is a legitimate sectional feel, regional feel type of game.
Yeah, great point. A lot of adversity. We were down 6 at halftime, and Eastern Hancock just kept plugging away. And our guys hung with it and found a way to get some defensive stops late in the fourth quarter and make better possessions. And it was definitely a game that we've learned from and learned through the years, and were able to pull it out.
All right, so they hit a 3, right, to put you in the spot where you were. So take me through after they make that hoop and what you do.
3-point play with 8 seconds, and one of their seniors hit a free throw to put them up 1, and we called timeout before the free throw, and we practiced it. And again, it's the guys that, you know, we trust, but the players make the plays. And Franks comes down on the run and gets in the corner and gives the ball up to an open Isaac Andrews, and Isaac drives it and finishes at the horn, and the kids celebrate and shake hands, and you know, it's Indiana basketball, so. You know, those things can turn on you in a second, but
right,
we definitely
right.
learned a lot and enjoyed it.
All right, you have Muncie Burris tomorrow night. So you find out a little bit more about your team. Big emotional win over a good team. Now you got to come back quickly and take on a team that's struggling to this point.
Yeah, you know how that is. It's just, you know, continuing to play and get better and, you know, and enjoy your home games while you got a chance, because, you know, we're almost starting the second half of the season and you're almost counting mm-hmm. down the regular season. We also have the Delaware County Tournament, one of the oldest county tournaments in the state
right.
coming up, so we're preparing for that. And, you know, we like our guys. So as a coach doing it a long time, I like our team and just want to continue to play and get better together.
He's Matt Luce. They're number 8 in 2A. Tonight, they are winners over a very, very good Eastern Hancock team. Good, solid win. Coach, good luck tomorrow night. Thank you so much for the call.
Thanks, Bob. We'll talk to you again.
I look forward to it. Thank you. Clint Swan joins me from Crown Point. He's one of my favorites. CP wins by 11 over Michigan City. Coach, thanks. We've lost Clint Swan. We lost him. We'll come back and we'll pick him up. Steve Kolb from WAXL joins me. Steve, what game did you have tonight?
I had Heritage Hills with a nice conference win over Gibson Southern tonight, 62-46. You know, people, Indiana and Purdue fans want to know what Trent Sisley's up to down this way. And
right.
He had himself another fine ball game.
Right.
He's averaging a double-double. He's averaging 26 and 10. And tonight, unofficially, 26 points, 14 boards, and 8 blocks against the Titans. So pretty nice night for Sisley and his teammates as they pick up their third conference win of the season without a loss. And playing pretty good here as we move into the second half of the season.
All right, you know the music means I have to be rude. I need you to hang on through this scoreboard update, okay, Steve?
Not a problem at all, Coach.
Perfect. We'll come back, talk some more basketball on Indiana Sports Talk. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk. High school basketball tonight, Greenwood Christian Academy. Beat Speedway 55-53. Very happy. Jackson Williams joins me. Coach, congratulations on a big win tonight.
Coach, I think you still have Steve Cole with you here.
Oh, Steve Cole. Steve, I'm sorry. Coach Williams, hang in there. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm losing my mind. Steve Cole, you had Heritage Hills tonight, and you have a lot of attention, obviously, anytime Heritage Hills plays. So tell me what happens tonight.
Well, it was a really hard-fought physical game. First half, Heritage Hills led by 5 at halftime, 28-23, made some really nice adjustments. Opened up a lead with outscored Gibson Southern 17-7 in the third quarter to open up a nice lead. Started to use, figure out the best way to use all the attention that Trent Sisley receives, the double and triple teams that he receives to open up some shots for their three-point shooters. They didn't shoot the ball well from three tonight, just 4 of 17, but two of those were early in the fourth quarter when they started to figure those things out. So they outscored them 17-7 in the third and then opened up the fourth quarter on a 10-0 run to get up by 24. Kind of let off the gas a little bit there late and give Gibson Southern credit. They continued to play very hard and they cut into it to make it a 16-point game at the end. But Sisley, he continues to fight through all the attention and the physicality that he gets his way. And like we said, 26 points, 14 boards, and unofficially we had him with 8 blocks. He might have had 9. I guess it's not without the realm of possibility that he had a triple-double, but it's possible for us to miss a block or two, but I haven't seen those stats come up just yet. So not out of the realm of possibility, but I don't think he quite had the triple-double tonight. But still, the sophomore phenom was awfully, awfully good
right
again tonight for Heritage Hills.
Starting to draw a crowd, is he not?
very much.
People,
so
they want to see him play, don't they?
They do, and it's kind of an interesting thing for Heritage Hills to each night see how the opposition is going to go about trying to stop him, because a lot of these teams that they're facing don't have a big post presence inside. They're trying to guard him with 6'4 guys, 6'5 guys.
Right.
And then occasionally you'll see the teams that will put the little 5'8", 5'9 flea guard on him to just, and I say flea in the most positive way possible, guys that just go out there and become pests, and they guard him and they physically are touching him the whole time and in his legs the whole time, and then they use a bigger guy as a kind of a shadow and help defense as well. And so he and the Patriots have seen all kinds of defenses, and they'll see more as the season goes along. But the one thing that this young group, you know, it's a couple of seniors, three sophomores and two freshmen that play the bulk of the minutes for Heritage Hills, and they understand. They're getting, because of all the attention that Trent Sisley gets, they're getting everybody's best shot every night out, and they're starting to respond to that a little better here as we've hit Christmas and into the New Year's.
Steve Kolb, WAXL in Santa Claus. Heritage Hills, another big win. Solid win tonight. Steve, thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much.